Dönem Chav Beis Amed Beis. We hear a machloikes Chachomim and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda that a person is bo al achoisoi who is also bas eishes oviv. Are there two isurim or one isur? Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds there's only one isur, even though there's a special posik that mentions Bas Eishes Oviv, but he says there's one Issel, only a Bachayscho. So the Gemara says, V'Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda, Hay Bas Eishes Ovicho my Ovid life. What does Rabbi Yosi B'Rabbi Yehuda do with this posik, Bas Eishes Ovicho? Mi boy le mi sheyesh lo ishus lo avicha bo. The posuk is coming to tell us, when is she considered a bas? When is she considered your sister? If the person who your father was boyel, the mother of that child, was isha yesh ishus lo avicha bo, if your father could marry her, she's a bas ishus, then the daughter that is born is called his daughter. The son that is born is called his son. So then that's called Achoyscha. Prat la Achoysoi mishivcha vayvedes kechol. But if the sister, the mother of the sister is a shivcha naorei vedes kechol, she'ein ishos lavicha bo, your father can have issues in a shivcha or an avedes kecham. So memele, so then it's not called achoyscha. So the Gemara asks, ve'ema prat la'achoysoi me'anusa.
I mean, this is a very pertinent pasuk.
If the pasuk says that it's only called a sister, it's only called a daughter, when it's bas eishes avicha, when your father has issues, so an anusa, that your father does not have any issues in her, so also shouldn't be called a bas. So the Gemara says, Ahi loimotzis amrit. That you can't say. Midarobe.
The Rabbi Rami ksiv ervas bas
bincho e bas bitcho loisegala. The first posik says that there's an issa am bas bincho, your son, your granddaughter, bein min haben, bein min habas.
Habas bino dido,
it would seem to have kebas bincho. But what if the woman you were boil, she has a bas bino?
Ubas bito dido, shori,
dafke bas bincho. The child you had from her is also, but if she has children from a different person, it's mutter. Then it says another posuk, "Receive ervas isha ubita loisegala." As bas benov as bas bito is also basa. So we see that there's an isha of the bas beno of the isha you were boil. That's in posuk yudalev, and we see in posuk tes that there's only an isha of bas bin cho, not bas bin no. Okay, so, kan ba'oinsin, kan b'nesuyin. That means if you married an isha, so then the din is that you're also in bas bin no and bas bito. If you didn't marry an isha, you just were ma'anis and isha, so then dafke bas bincho is also, but bas bincho is also, but bas bino is muta. Now, this posik, elvas achoyscho, this is posik tes, elvas achoyscho, bas avicho, eivasi mecho, Meledes bayis and meledes chutz lo yisegala elbosam. So this posik that says that only bas avicha is also, but bas bino is mutter, is speaking about an anuse. V'afal pikein, it's called basavicha, it's called achoischa. So we see klar that we are not memayit anuse from the pasuk basaishes avicha. We have a drosh, Rabbi Yosef, there's a drosh, mishyesh ishus lavicha bo, then it's called bita, then it's called achoischa. So you can't say that it comes to be memayit ananuse, because the posik test, which is speaking about an anusa, that only asos basa vichoi, basi mechon, does not asa bas beno, ubas bita, is speaking about an anusa, bafa piken, she's called achoischon, she's called basa vichoi, basi mechon. So kolchoch, you can't be mayat an anusa. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shain Ishus Lavichabo, Bishivcha Vedes Kachom, Leitovsebo Kedushin, Mesechus Kedushin, Aplo Miklebe Peikaim Alachabere, Besoife. Shivcha Am Hadoim Alachamer, Vedes Kachodem, Kdersi Vaacha Tovi Oleho Obialto, Bohisolochole Isha. That's Mistamadarayim. And it says that after the Geiris, then Bohisolochole Isha. But before that, she can't become your wife. So we see there's no issues in a goite. Ve'ema prat la'choisei me'anusosish lo'yhoye issues lo'vicha bo. You also, your father didn't have any issues. So the Gemara says, no, I have a posse, kam bo'insin, elvis bas bincho me'anusosoi, bas bincho, but that's Elvas Bas Binchoi Bas Bitcholoi Segal Elbos. So that's the Pasuk Yud. Elvas Bas Bincho Bas Bitcholoi Segal Elbos and Kiavos Chaino. So this Pasuk, Loi Segal Elbos, Benomi Yishache Galle, the Lavishtachi. Umiyu Benoi Minoin Sin, Benoi Yubchen Bite, Ilkakabe Achvo Nami Achvo. So we learn, I had said the wrong pasuk before. The pasuk is pasuk yud. Elvas bas binchay vas bitro leisgal erboson ki avos chayina. So here this pasuk says that by an anuse it's called a ben, it's called a bas. So therefore, so we see that it's called a ben or a bas, even though there's no issues. So you see, you don't need issues. That means the posik bas eishes avicha is not coming to be memayit abas anusa. So the Gemara asks further, ve'eimo prat lechai ve'lavas. Maybe the posik is coming to tell us, mishi esh ishus lavicha bo, lechai ve'lavin, your father doesn't have ishus. In a mele, it will not be considered his daughter. Omar Rav Pope, Chai V'Lavin, Tofsu B'Kedushin. No, Chai V'Lavin is Tofis Kedushin. Tachsiv Kisiyeno Le'ish Shtei Noshi. Ha'achas Ahuvo Va'achas Nua. So the Pesach says, Le'yuchel Avaker Es Ben Ahuvo Al'Pnei Pnen Ben Asnua Ha'Pcher. That he should not be able to make the Ben Ahuvo the Pcher. So, v'chi yesh ahuvo lifnei hamokim, v'yesh snua lifnei hamokim. Is this a cheshbon that because he loves one wife more than the other, so that's a cheshbon that Rabbeinu Shlom should make the b'chayr de ben ahuve? Ela ahuvo, ahuve benisueho. Snua benisueho. So it means not what Hisa gave Shema, but the Nisuim alone are either Ahuvim Lifnei Amokim or Snuim Lifnei Amokim. What said it's Snuim Lifnei Amokim? It's a Chai V'Lavin. For Omar Rachmone, and the Pasuk says, Ki Sihiyeno, Sihiyeno is a Loshen Avaya. So you see, Abbas Chai V'Lavin is Yesh Ishus Lavichobo. So you can't say that the Bas Eishes Avicha is coming to be Mamayit Chai V'Lavan. Let us see Rashi. Perat L'Chai V'Lavan, Im Nosa Ovi Mamzeres V'Elit Bas will say Lav Achoisehu, Ve'eim Adeloi Tovsi B'Kedushin will say that the father does not have Kedushin in the Mamzeres, because she's a Chai Velav, and therefore it shouldn't be considered his daughter. So the Gemara said, what is Pshat in the Pasuk? Yesh Ahuvah Nei Amokim, Tzorcha Yilol Ahaskir, Shimzo Hei Oiv Ezeh, Vesoy Nei Ezu, Ein Abchoyre Mishtane Bekach, that the Bechoyre doesn't stay in Pshita, Shein Shimze Soyna Ein Amokim Soyna. So what's the Chiddush Akro? Now, so we have to say, Snua Binisuehon. Baveira. Vafal Pikein, Sasachai Vilavan, it says, Kisiyeno, the Isbo Hu Avai. So we see that, Chai Vilavan is a Bas Tvisis Kedusha. Ve'eimo Prat L'chai Ve'krisis. So the Gemara asks, maybe Bas Eishis Avich is coming to be Memayet Chai Ve'krisis. That what? That it's not considered his daughter. Because, it's not considered a son, it's not considered a daughter, because Ein Ishus Lavichabo. Omarov Omakro. The Pasuk says, Elvas Achoischo Bas Ovicho Ibasi Mecho. Meledes Bayis, Oi Meledes Chutz. What does Meledes Bayis mean? What does Meledes Chutz mean? Bein She'oimrim Loi Lavicho Kayim. Sai, she's a Bas Tvisis Kedushin. Bein She'oimrim Loi Lavicho Hoitzi. Or you tell the father to send her out. That means she's Meledes Chutz. She's not in the Bayis. She's not married to him. Kedushin isn't Teufis. And that posik, it says, Achoyischoi. So you see, this posik is coming to tell us, even though there's no Tvisis Kedushin in her, Afal Pikein, Achoyischoi. So the more about that posik, that Meledes Chutz, which means there's no Tvisis Kedushin, Afal Pikein, it's still considered his daughter. So the Gemara says, "Eimo bein she'eimo lo yavicha kain, bein she'eimo lo yavicha hoitzi, v'ma achmon achoyschi l'rabeis achoyschi m'shivcha bedes kechom." You have a posik, and the posik says, even though she's a lav as tvisis kedushin, it's still considered your father's daughter. So how do you know that's going on chay bekrisis? Maybe it's going on a shivcha nanako. So the Gemara says, "Oma krob aseishes avicha, mishyes lo isishes lavicha bo." I have a miut. I have one posik tells me that if ain ishus lavichabo, she's not called your father's daughter. And I have another posik that tells me that even though ain ishus lavichabo, she is called your father's daughter. And she's called achayischa. So, the Pasuk that said she's not called a daughter, speaking about an Akum, a Shivche. The Pasuk that says she is called a daughter is called, speaking about a Chai Bekrisus. So the Gemara says, Amara Isa, how do you know to divide the Psukim that way? Both of them are Lav and Eitvisus Kedushin. So, and we have a Miut, that Bas Eishes Avicha is only called Bitoi Shel Avicha Yesh Lavicha Ishes Bo. So how do you know that we are Mar Bechai Vekrisis and Mamayit Akum Veshivcha? So the Gemara says Mistavre Chai Vekrisis Havolei L'Rabbi Shken Kofse Ben Kedushin La'alme. Chai Vekrisis is a Bas Tvisis Kedushin to someone else. So Memele, so that's why we're Marbe, Meledes Chutz is going on Chai Vekrisis. So the Gemara says, Adarabe, Shivcha Vayvedes Kechovim Havelei L'Rabbeis, Di Megayra L'Didei Namitov Sibo Kedushin, I'll tell you a different Svore. We should be Marbe, Shivcha, she's also Bas Tvisis Kedushin, she should be Megayra herself, she'll be a Bas Tvisis Kedushin. So the Gemara says, L'chi megayre guf achina. When she'll be megayre herself, then that's another person already. A goit is a lava svisa dushim period to no one. Mashenke nachai v'krisis, even though to him she's not a bas svisa dushim,
aber la almes sie ist fürs gedusch der rabon le mutte schifre weil der wedeske haben menalo how did the rabon know to be my mai ta schifre weil wedeske haben bei barschen was ich so wie to tell me that is to isurim one also khais one balsaish so wie Navkalo me isha vilodeo tiyoladeinel. It says that there's no yichus by a child of a shifre. It says if an evadivri is born a shifre, the yilodeo isha vilodeo tiyoladeinel, it's not me yichus bechlal to the evadivri. Rabbi Yoisi be Rabbi Yehude, so why do you need your posik? Why didn't you learn out from isha vilodeo tiyoladeinel? So the Gemara says, "Chad b'shivcho v'chad b'yvedes kicho." You're right. From Isha, there is going that a vlad shivcho is kamoyo. It's not his child. In my posik, bas eishes avicha mishi esh ishos lavicha was going by nevedes kicho. Why do I need two psukim? But tzriche. And you need both psukim. Di ashmin and shivche mishum dein lochai. So if we only say shivche, I would say a shivche, there's no yichus to the shivche. So my male, that's why it's not considered your daughter either. Am levedes kechom dis lochai is same aloy. But since this yichus to a goites, I would think maybe it's considered your daughter. That's why it says basayishus avicha. If it would say Evedes Kechovim, so Loi Shaiche B'Mitzvahs, Avo Shivche De Shaiche B'Mitzvahs, Eim Aloi, but a Shivche, that means I would think there's no Din Yiches, because it's Loi Shaiche B'Mitzvahs. Avo Shivche De Shaiche B'Mitzvahs, Eim Aloi, Tzriche, that's why we need both Psukim. Now, this Gemara needs a tremendous beer, but before we try to explain the Yesaidis of the Gemara, let's just see Rashi. Rashi says, Snua b'nisueho b'aveiro, kisiyana dis b'havai, b'eim adahai bas eishis oviv prat la'achoysoi mechai v'krisus. D'ein ishis bo l'avicho, bo l'itofsi b'kdushin, yafine ma'achoys ishis, shi b'koros r'siv bo l'isikach, Ein lech bo le kuchen, perek oiva lech aveiroi bekedushin. Yeah. So the Moshe says, they have a posik meledes chutz. Afa bi sho'imrim levicha hoitzei, it's still called achoyscha. Shifra ein lechayis, ein lo yachas, lech siva amadoi melechamoy. Veres kechom misyacheses al shem aviyya. Veres kechom disa din yichas. Lech siv beladon ben beladon. Adrimim ben Tavrimoy. Shivcha Shaicha b'mitzvahs, and the Gemara says, let it say a goite, that it's not called the Bas and Kolsken Shivcha. So Moshe says, no, Shivcha Shaicha b'mitzvahs, ka mitzvah shishcha yeves bo, evet chayevo. The Goma lo lo meishe. Now, I'd like a little bit to elaborate on our Gemara. The Rehita's Loshen HaGemara would seem that the Din Yichus is dependent in Ishus. That's the Yisod. Bas Eishes Avicha. If your father has Ishus in her, and it's called his daughter. Va'afal pike, we find very interesting halachas. Abbas Anuse is also called Bitoy. Abbas Chai V'Krisus is also called Bitoy. Even though there's no issues. No, Abbas Akum is called Lav Bitoy. And the Gemara also, we have to understand, the Gemara says, how do you know to be Mamayit Akum? And to be mal bechai v'krisus, so the Gemara says, because mal bechai v'krisus ken yesh bo ishus lachrine. That's a pella. The posik says, bas eishes ovicho. Your father has to have ishus and also, What do I hear from that a choise, someone else can marry a choise? But the pasuk says bas eishes avicha. Mishi yesh ishes lavicha bo. So how do we understand this? And then the end of the Gemara, you also have to understand. The Gemara says that there are two limudim. One limud is telling us, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that Abbas Shivcha Vloda Kamoya, that's Isha V'Yiladeh Atil Adineh. And another pasuk is telling us that in the Goite, it's not his child, as Bas Eishes Lavicha, Mishi Yesh Ishus Lavicha, but Prat La'akum, that he doesn't have Ishus. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, so let it say Akum, and I could learn out Shifre. The Gemara says, no. Ma la'akum shkenen chayeves b'mitzvahs. Now, Shifre is chayev b'mitzvahs. Beautiful. Mein shmita leitzah ha'sina, how the mitzvahs come in. So since a goite is not chayev b'mitzvahs, so that's why the blood is not miyuchas. Achrov. Shifre is chayev b'mitzvahs, the blood should be miyuchas achrov. How do we understand this? And I would like to show that Be'emison, this Yesod, that Yichus is totally in Ishus, is an Emesi Yesod. There's a Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara clears a shayla over there of a chatzi eved, v'chatzi ben choirin, is about Tfisas Kedushin. If he can make Kedushin, if we make Kedushin, what will happen? Is it Tfisas Kedushin, not Tfisas Kedushin? So the Gemara is a tzad to say is a lot about Tfisas Kedushin. So the Gemara says, the Amrit Kedushov Lav Kedushin, Yershin Minolei. So how is it possible for him to have Yershin? The Gemara brings up a raisa that the Shaykh should have a Yerish. If he can't marry anyone, how can he have Yershin? So Tosfos says, "Mein shmita leitzach hasin v'teime v'loy b'noy bina pnuya yershay." If a person is bala pnuya, he also yarshins him. V'afilu b'noy mamza yershay. A bala chay v'krisis also. We just learned that yesterday. Achav beizim beizim noy lechodov v'yershay. So what's the kasha if he can't have issues? So b'meila, how could he have a son that could yarshin him? So Tosfos says, "Dim ise the lav bar kedushin hu. If he's a lav bar kedushin, ein bnoi misyaches achol. So the child is not miyuches to him. V'loidom milarayis. I by arayis, the child is miyuches to him. My mom says miyuches to him. The tofsi bar kedushin laome. Because an elva can marry someone else. That's our gemara." Avol hay de la ba kedushin lo bishumokim avachatsi yevet avachatsi ben choyren cannot marry anybody ain haben misyaches achol. So we see from Tosfos that Tosfos spells it out rochel bitchak tana that yichus is totally in ishus. Va'afal pike we see anus is good, chay bekrisis is good, a goit is no good. It's not chay bemitzvus. The Gemara says. So we have to understand this. Perhaps we can give a shtickel akdomah to try to understand this. We find by Oisev es Benoi, the din is one is not permitted to shecht on the same day, the Vlad and Oisev. Zaman Diyoma and Chulin, Oisai does not mean the father, Oisai means the mother. Not allowed to shecht the mother and the child the same day. What about the father? Ein choshishin lezera ha'ov. So it seems that the child, you miyach is the child to the mother. The father, ein choshishin lezera ha'ov. That's by behemoth. Is kan shoyel aben, if there's such a musik, that ain choishishin lezera ha'ov. So why by people, or by Yidden, there is a din that it's the Yehi and if the Zeraha and it's called Basavicha, what is the Chilik? It could be as follows. Be'emesin, the Svara Vein Choshishin Lezera of could be, since the Iker Yetziris HaVlad is from the mother, so the Vlad is Meyuchis to the mother. The father could be his only Agoyrim, but the Iker Yetziris from the mother, that's the Svara Vein Choshishin Lezera of. So why? By a yid, is there such an inyan of choshish in lezera ha'ov? So let us talk about a case when a person marries someone else, when there's ishus. The gather of ishus, the Ramban and the Radak say, "Aken ya and the pasuk, aken ya zev ishus ovi ve'imay v'dovik bishte v'hoi lebosar echot." So the Ramban says that the Ish and the Ishe are considered like a guf echad. They're one union. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tak Tzadik Ches says, Ho Isha, Acher Sheniseis Le'ish, Harei Hi Ke Echad Mei Eivorov. Etzem Ha'atzomai, Bosor Mipsori. And that's how the Chinuch explains the Inyan of Yibum. Because after he died, but Echad Me'evorov is still around. He's still around. If his wife is around, so he's still around. Because she and him become one goof, and he's Ke'echad Me'evorov. If that is so, Samamela, we can understand. If a ish is noisa isha, and that's we see there's a lot of ishtoi kigufoi. They're considered one. Voyu lebosar echad. So if they're considered one, so lochoire could be that is the teretz we asked Akasha, why is there a haloche that a child is meyuchas to the father? Like this by behemoth we find in choshish in lezera of. But like this, if al kaponim, if an ish is noise yese isha, so snapshot zera ha'ov in the aim. V'hoyu lebosar echad, they're all one, ish te kigufoi. That means they're considered, the child was born through them. V'hoyu lebosar echad, Rashi says is going on the child. And v'hoyu lebosar, in the child they're united, and v'hoyu lebosar echad, the Ramban says is going on the isha. So Mamela Faket, since they are one, that's one unit. The Ish V'Isha, so Mamela, the child is coming from this unit. So Mamela, if the unit is made up of the Ish and the Isha, so Mamela, the child is Miyuchas, automatically to the Ish and the Isha. So that's why there's no problem of V'Hoyu Lebosa, of Ein Choshish Lezera Ha'of. So now we can understand, we have here a whole shakla vitalia, we have here a pashta dikro, bas eishes avicha. When is it considered a bas? Mishi yesh ishus lovicha bo. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara asks, Ibazoi, so a bas anuse also shouldn't be considered a bas. It's missing a bas eishes avicha. This is not bas eishes avicha. She's an anuse. So the Gemara brings a posik. No, a bas anuse is also called a bas. What is pshat in the posik? What is taki pshat in the posik? You have a posik, what is pshat? It could be, and I found a Moira de Keloshen in the Chais and Yosef. He says, goes in an Abne Miluim. He says, Bia hu ishus l'shaitoi. A bia is a niyug of ishus, and b'shas a person is boil on isha, so he has with her now ishus. So there is some sort of ishus that the person has. B'shaitoi there's an ishus. The niyug of ishus creates an ishus. So we'll say, how can one say such a thing? But Nemesin, there's a lot of rayas that it is that way. We have Rabbi Yehuda says, Anusis Oviv is awesome. The Baal Tanura in Mishnayah says, why is Anusas Oviv awesome? So the Baal Tanura says, Sharehiloi Aishis Ho'ov. She is the father's husband. She's the father's wife. Where's the Aishis Ho'ov? He was Ma'anisa. The Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayah says, Vehi b'madregas Aishis Ho'ov. She's a type of Aishis Ho'ov. There's some type of Aishis Ho'ov. Rashi in Chumash says, on the love of Loyia Kodesh. So Rashi says, Rashi brings on the Targum. Loyisav, Loyia Kodesh is going, and Yisrael is marrying a Shifre. So there's a love, Loyia Kodesh. You shouldn't be a Kodesh. He's Boyal a Shifre, so he becomes a Kodesh. So Rashi says, Lo Yisav Gavro Bibnei Yisrael Itze Amtso Sh'avhu Nase Kodesh Al Yodo. He becomes a Kodesh Shekol Be'iloisav Bilas Nus, Rashi says. The B is a B is Nus. Shein Kedushin Taimsilai Boy. Doesn't have Kedushin in her. Is Kan Shoyel Aben. When he's Boyel Ashivche, he becomes a Kodesh. Kodesh means Nus. Why does he become a Kodesh? Because the B is a B is Nus. He doesn't have any Kedushin in her. And if he's Boyel Apnuye, he's not called a Kodesh? Then it's not called a Bilas Nus. It's also Bilas Nus. Doesn't seem like that. It seems that afke by a shivche she'ein kedushin toiv seleba, it's impossible to have ishus and a shivche. So then that's what we said from the Chayisin Yosef, that a bia is a ishus l'shaitoi, there is an ishus b'shas bia, he has some sort of ishus in her, that is only an ishus that in an ishus that's a bas ishus. A shivcha that's a labas ishus, you don't have this ishus b'shaita either. So b'shas maisi becomes a kodesh. He's not a kodesh al yodo. Because kobi loiso bilas nus. That's called pure nus. That's a kodesh. That's called kodeshes. A person is boil a pnuye. So he's not called a kodesh. So with this, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha. The Gemara says, how do you know to be mar bechai vekrisis and be mamayit and akum? So the Gemara says, because a chai vekrisis is a bas tvisis kedushin lachine. Akum is a la bas tvisis kedushin period. So we asked Akasha, so what's the mailatal bas tvisus kedushin lachine? Oh, but it has to be bas eishes avicha. But that's the chiddush akro. The chiddush akro is this ishus, which is chal bishas bir, like the chayin Yeshua says, biru ishus l'shaitoi. So this ishus could be nitvas and achay v'krisis also, because she's a bas ishus. She could have ishus. She's a bas ishus. Lachine. So memela, this issues, this is not an issues that assels, akul alma, but it is a sug issues. It is an issues l'shaitoi. So this issues could be by a chayvik krisis also. Because she is a bas krisis kedushin. She's a woman you could have issues in. Ma she'en kein a goite or a shivche, that's a labas issues, you can't have issues in them. So me mele, so there it's take, there it's take, that's where me might pass issues of ichu, you can't have issues in a goite. So the Gemara says, if she'll be megayer herself, you can have issues. I suppose, yeah, well, that's a gufachine. But als goite, you can't have any issues in her. If you can't have any issues in her, so memele, so you can't say that's called bas eishes avicha, because the avicha cannot have any issues in her whatsoever. That's a goite in a shivcha. The Gemara makes a tzrichese. The Gemara says, if it would say shivche, I would say davke shivche. But a goite, I would think that, she's a basichus, so I would think goite, yes. And if it would say a goite, I would think davke, a goite, that's not chai b'mitzvahs. But in a shivche, that's chai b'mitzvahs, I would think that the bas is miyuches achob. So we asked the kasha, how does chiyuv mitzvahs come in? It could be Rashi says later, how do we know? Rashi brings a Rashi later in Amon Lekayin Godol. Rashi says, Oivet kechovim less like kedushin, domrinin b'sanhedrin eishes chei eyu, prat la eishes acherim. There's a mit, eishes chei eyu, can only have eishes in a chei eyu, prat la eishes acherim. You can't have eishes in a goy. Eved, tachsib amachamer amadoim alachamer. So there's two psukim. There's a posik, you can't have issues in a goy, because Aishus Chayei, you can't have issues in a shivche, because Amadim Alachamer. It's can't show you a ben, why do you need two psukim? If you have Aishus Chayei, you can't have issues in a goy. So why can you be mamayit shivche from the same posik, Aishus Chayei? Sar Kochoch, because the taitch of Reyeu is Reyeu b'mitzvahs. That's the taitch Reyeu. The Prima Godim and the Psiche Kelela says this, that the Taitch of Re'eyu is Re'eyu b'mitzvahs. So Memele, why is a goy lav bas tvisas gdushin? Because it's not, Ishus is only b'Re'eyu. A goy is not Re'eyu. It's not Re'eyu b'mitzvahs. So a Gemara is beautiful. So if it would say a goy there's no Ishus. But a shivche, could be there is Ishus. And if there is Ishus, so could be the child is miyuchis. That's why we need a new posik, to tell me that it's not miyaches, achayeh, in fact it's called bas eishus avicha, but not memayit is from bas eishus avicha. It's shayich ishus in a shivche, maybe, because she is a reyeyu, but al kaponim, ishus for yichus, but al kaponim, that's why we need a different posik. I'd like to be Moisef two more, and that al kaponim is Taisvis and Gittin. Taisvis and Gittin of Mem Gimel says, Achatzi Eved Vachatzi Ben Choyrin, that is impossible to marry anybody, so he can't have Yoshim. Though we said before, Be Emerson without a din issues, any type of issues, so Mamel is a din Chayin Choyshishin Lezera Ha'op. No, there's the din issues. Makes that it's v'hoyu l'bosar echot, so it's considered that the child came from them, from both of them. So memela achatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyim, there is a lav bar ishus, but he can't have ishus with anyone. So the Gemara says yoshim in olam. Taisa says a ben isn't miyuchis achot. Two more ha'oris. So Moshe Silberberg once was ma'ira on this tiktore. He said, perhaps with this we can understand the suffix in Chelkas Mechoykik. The Chelkas Mechoykik clears our suffix of an Isha that was Nisabra Bambati, if it's called the father's child. Is the father Mekayim Pirim Yerivya? So Lechoyre, it is very difficult to understand. Mehechitei Sinat. It's Zera Ha'ov. Why shouldn't it be? But the way we're saying from this Gemara, the Bemison is a klal ein choishish in the Zera Ha'ov. Stamazoi Zera Ha'ov is nothing. No, when is it called a child if it's bas eishes avicham ish yesh ishus lavichabo? And we have limudim that this an ishus, so we mentioned before from the Chayis and Yosef, biyahu ishus l'shaitoi, biyahu is all, a maise biyahu, which is a nirg of ishus, creates an ishus, b'shaitoi. So it's called bas eishes avicham, that's why it's called a child. Masha Enkin, if there was no nirg of ishus whatsoever, so could be then it's ein choshish in the zera. So there's a mokim lehistapek. Could be it's not called this child. And the Taisvis in Gittin, which we had mentioned before, Taisvis says that if a person can't have ishus period, so Taisvis says, so then they can't have yoshim, they can't have children, can't be, it's not miyuchasach, that's the loshon of Taisvis. Hi, the love back. Dushinu b'shum mokeim ain't a ben mishiach esachem. That's the lashon of Taisvis and Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. So I found Rabbi Chanan and Koivitz biyurim and Gittin es sakasha. A goy doesn't have issues in a goy to either. And for that's when we see there's a din that din teire akum yoyrish esovit bladen ben bladen. If we say that the din yichus is dependent in ishus, why is there din yichus by goyim bladen ben bladen din teire akim yerish es oviv? I found a moire de keramban daf tzadik chesam et aleph in yevomis. I'll say over a shtickel of the Lashon Ramban. There's more of it there, but I'll say a shtickel of the Ramban. The Ramban says, when the Ramban speaks about Arayis by Goyim, so the Ramban says, Amir Dikazach. He's going on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Akum muter bebitoy. An Akum is permitted to be boiled a daughter. Why? Perish, mishum shein choishishin behem lezera ha'af. That's what Ramban says. It's not called a daughter. Ein choishishin lezera ha'af. Va'af al gav. And he says that what we learned the posik. We spoke about it a few days ago. Zil masusim zil mosom. That's going bein bigi yusei bein bigi rusoi. Al zgoi it's also zil masusim zil mosom. Ein choishishin lezera ha'af. So the Melech, so that's why he's Mutter Bebitoy. So the Ramban asks, V'afal Gavdi Sluchai, so yes, Akasha, so why the children of Yuchasachov? Ulinyin Yerusha Nami Amrinen, Akum Yerish Es Oviv Dvar Teure, Hosem Shani De Goli Beirachmone. So Gzeres HaKosef. So Goli Beirachmone. That's Avol inyan arayis, less like. Oh, but when it comes to Gabi Kuve, the Rachmona afkerei lezaroi. V'hainu nami ditzich l'ubuye b'yirush. He says, I'm going to be kizach. Abuchon and Kovitz always asks on this Ramban. The Ramban says, why do you need a ribuy that a son can yash and a goyish a son can yash and a father? So the Ramban says, you know why? Because he's really not a father. That's why you need a posik. Abachonan Eska, who says, Bachalas of the Nyerusha, but maybe that's why you need a post by Akum. About Kaponim, the Ramban says this, the Ramban in Daf Tzadik Ches says, why do you need a post? Tell me, a Goyish is on Yashin's father, because he's taken out a father. Ain't Goyish is It's Xeris Akosov, that Gabi Yerusha, he has a din of. It's Xeris Akosov, that Gabi Yichos, he has a din of. But when it comes to Kuvi, he says, there's no relationship whatsoever. So the Ramban explains, the Ramban says there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. We hear Taisus brought it down on the previous Amud. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Alkein Yazef Ish Es Ovi Ves Imoi. So the Gemara Darshins Es Ovi was going on Achois Oviv. That a son is not allowed to marry his father's sister. He's not allowed to be boiled the father's sister. Talking about going. A son is also in the father's. So the Ramban says as follows. Only if she's a sister, min ha'ein. If she's a sister, min ha'ov, it's not a sister. Because the same thing, achmon afkiril is varay, there's no kuva whatsoever mitzad the ov. So he says, so why is the son also be'ishis oviv? It's not oviv! Xeris akosu. Chidush akor. That's what the Ramban says. But whenever we need kuvi, the Ramban says, kuvi can only come mitzad ha'em and not mitzad ha'ov. Because in Choshishim is there of, the Ramban Taki says this. So Memele, that could be that is pshatan asugye, that in order that there should be a din yichos, you need bas eishes avicho, mishies ishus lo avicho bo. Let us see Taisvitz. V'chi yesh ahuva lifnei amoke. So Taisvitz says, the pshita bishvil ave v'sines habal lo yafkiya hamokim schus b'no. So tiche means something else. V'im toima v'neime snua hainu rishe. The snua lifnei amoke. Maybe that's right. Who says it's chai v'lavin? Maybe she's a manshas. V'yishloim ha'demashmalei ahuva isnua b'nisu'eho. That in the nisuim she was an ahuva isnua. V'im berisha medaba b'loi nisu'eho nami yesh l'sanoisa. It's not a snua b'nisu'eho. So the posik seems it means ahuva isnua b'nisu'eho, and that is dafka chai v'lam. It's coming to be marbe. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda chad b'shivche. V'chad by vedes kechom. V'im toima. V'loma likro de isha v'ilodeho. Why do you need the posik isha v'ilodeho? De mibas eishes avicha nafki tavayu. De nishes lavicha, but why do you need two psukim? V'fi emes, you have bas eishes avicha mishesh ishes lavicha, but... So for now we can be mamayet, abas shifcha, nabas, vedes kechom. That if one is more mistavra than the other, forget the mommy said tzrichas later. So I would say, b'mistavra tvei, that we are memayim from ba'aseishu sabicha, v'idoch, avim abinim, ibeledes chutz, bein shayimu lavicha hoitzei, ki eichad abinim inechai v'krisis. That means you don't need bepoil. A geherige ishus, chayve krisis is also called bas eishus avicha. Even though it's a meledes chutz. V'yash me'inin oivedes kechovim, mishum deloi shaycha b'mitzvus. So the Gemara says, if we only say one posig, it's this posig of bas eishus avicha, it's enough by goite, it's loi shaycha b'mitzvus. David Sorich Lahach Tzrichus. So Taisha says, will the Tzrichus that you don't have to make? The events kechom le meforish pedje bekro. Betaimest kamas hagi. Di lave lechad krov mekminim b'shivcha. Meshim dein lochayis. That means, if you're starting off by saying, that if it says a posik by shivcha, I would think davke shivcha, because ein lochayis. So memele. So if it would say, if we wouldn't say the pasuk of Shivcha, I would say Bas Eishes Avicha is talking about Shivcha. The mother have to come on to assume that it's speaking about a goita, and you can't learn out a Shivcha from a goita. Say, I would assume it's a Shivcha, and you can't learn out a goita from a Shivcha. Mim taima, hashta deike taima by vedes kechom. Okay, now the Gemara makes a tzrichas. You can't learn out one from the other. There's a svore there's a svore that it's not miyaches to a shivche, because less lochayis, amadoim lochamir. There's a svore that there's no yiches tagoite, because it's not machayev be mitzvah, so it's felt in aishus chayev, you need a chayev be mitzvah in order to have issues. So Taisa says, hashta deike taima be vedes kechavim, deike taima be shivcha, lomo likod isha be leidel, mi bas ish aishus avicha, me maiti tavaya, da hai minay mafkes, if I have a spore, that means each one has a chesorim, so lochere, so automatically, I mean, I'm afkis, so we're memayev both. V'yeshloima b'hava mina taimid l'shayich b'mitzvahs odif. I would say that that's the real criteria. Ishus you need eishes chayeyu, we wanted to say, So I would say that the posik is only memayit. So Taisva says, "Va'afagav the time of vedes kechovim is odiv." So memayla. So let it just say the posik by shivche. I learned a kavuchayma. Le'avo also mishivche ki v'dikve b'shivche tam kodu le'havi ba'vedes kechovim. That means even though theoretically there's a greater reason by Avedis Kechovim that there shouldn't be Yichus than by Shivche. Afal Pikein, but there is some sort of Chomer by Shivche over Avedis Kechovim, Mal Shivche Kenein Lochayis. So Memele, that is why we need both Psukim. You couldn't learn out Akum from an Avedis Kechov, from a Shivche. Let's go further in the Gemara. Verabono. So now we took care of Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda holds that we learn now from Bas Eishes Avicho that a Boa La'akum is not called Pitoi. Eisha v'yilada t'yila d'nei, we learn out that a Boa La'shivcho is not called Pitoi. And that's it, these two droshes. But Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, Ashkechen Shivcho. Shivcho b'yeva posik, isha b'ilodeti aladineo, oivedes kechovim enolu. How do we know an oived kechovim also it's not called child? V'chitei maneilach mishivcho anu mitzuch tzichi, kelo now from shivcho, mala shivcho shkenein lochayitz. Amar abiech mishum abishum ben yecho yom akcho, ki yoser es bincho mei achrai. Bincho m'yisraelich kori bincho, ven bincho bo m'yoyvedes kechovim kori bincho ero b'no. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ki yoser es bincho. The Pasuk is speaking about two cases. Bitcho lesitin levnoi, and you shouldn't give over to a goy either. So first it starts with bitcho, and then it says bimriya that you shouldn't take his daughter for your son. Is, and then it says, ki yoser es bincha, midoloi ksiv ki soser, shma mina hochi koma, bitcha loisitin livnoi. So it's going back on the first case, that you shouldn't give your daughter to a goyish son, ki yoser bal bitcha es bincha, because bal bitcha will be meis es bincha, sheteilud loi bitcha meyachai. That bal bitcha es bincha, sheteilud loi bitcha meyachai, that the child that will be born from your daughter, so the goyish husband will be meiseret, me'achai. Avol abit oylo yisikach livnechom. But on the second case, that you're not permitted to take the goy's daughter for your son, like a mahada, the pasuk doesn't speak about, like kirine beki soser, bas oivet kechovim ez bincha. The pasuk doesn't speak about the problem that the goyish mother will be meiser as bincha. שתילד מאחרי. Why not? אלמה, בנחו מן עבד כחובים, שיודו לא הביטחו קורי בנחו, ואין בנחו הבו מן עבד כחובים, קורי בנחו.